now Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in the papers.
The controversy over the GAA's expansion of its pay-to-view streaming service generates the lead story in four of today's papers. The Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all quote Taoiseach Micheál Martin calling on the GAA to make all of their matches free to air after two blockbuster games in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship over the past two weekends were only available on GAA Go. The platform, which was launched 9 years ago as a subscription-based service to GAA fans living abroad, was expanded last year after the Sky Sports broadcasting deal came to an end. Donal Cusack and former Mayo footballer TD Alan Dillon are also extensively quoted this morning, criticising the GAA's paywall model. Ireland's biggest climate polluters revealed. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which names Ryanair, ESB, Irish Cement, Aer Lingus, Derry Gold and Pfizer as some of the companies included in the EU's emissions trading system. Caroline O'Doherty reports that a group of just 100 factories, power plants and airlines directly emitted almost 25 million tonnes of CO2 and other greenhouse gases in Ireland in 2022. To put this in perspective, all other emissions came to around 45 million tonnes. The Irish Daily Mail leads with new figures from the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, which will tell an Oireachtas committee today that almost one in four gas customers was in arrears with their bills by the end of March, which represents a 35% increase since the beginning of 2021. The paper also refers to another set of figures released by Social Justice Ireland, which tells us that just over 13% of the population is currently living below the poverty line. That story, which received extensive coverage yesterday about the impact which the policy of housing refugees in hotels is having on tourism, provides the Irish Times with its lead story today. The paper reports that ministers were told last week that up to 10,000 jobs in the sector have been displaced, with tourist towns such as Killarney, Westport and Bundoran most affected. The Irish News leads with the arrest of two men in connection with the hijacking of a motorist who was ordered to drive a car at gunpoint carrying a suspect device to Omagh police station on Saturday night. And the Belfast Telegraph leads with an interview with 40-year-old Dean Kane from Antrim, whose parents Audrey and Derek Kane recently received suspended sentences on charges of child cruelty, which they had pleaded guilty to at Antrim Crown Court almost 9 years after their son first reported them to police. The couple, who are now in their 60s, denied charges of indecent assault. Elsewhere on the front pages, Eurovision hopefuls' wild youth are pictured in The Examiner in advance of tonight's semi-final. The Independent runs with a shot of Patrick Keelty, along with the headline suggesting that it's a done deal that he'll be the next presenter of The Late Late Show. And finally, The Star runs with the picture of Bob Geldof on its front page this morning. And inside the paper, he's interviewed by Sandra Mallon, talking about how much he likes The Late Late Show, but how he wouldn't be interested in hosting it himself. "I wouldn't be good at it," he says. "I just get angry at people and shout at them."